Good morning, everybody. Thanks for letting me speak to you all today. I feel a bit more nervous after that amazing reading. Thank you so much. This week, I started a new job, and whilst I'm feeling really excited about taking on a new challenge and using my professional identity after having a year off work, I am a bit nervous about how this is all going to impact on my role as mum. I'm quite daunted and afraid of people's expectations of me, both at work and at home, and how I'm going to cope with this transition. However, there is one thing that I always love about starting something new, and that is throwing myself into the world of organisational planning and stationery. This is my new planner. Cheerily and optimistically, it states, "Hello, life." There's no hint or doubt or trepidation in this image. You can't see the anxieties that I'm feeling. It struck me when I was preparing for today that despite the fact the days are drawing in and the leaves are turning colour and falling, there are still many of us adjusting to new things, to work, to school, perhaps relationships. We are told that everything on earth has its own time, and that through each season, just as in nature, we must adapt, grow, and change. God's beautiful world illustrates wonderfully the constant and fluid cycle of such change. At harvest, the ground bears fruit and food that we can gather in readiness for the winter months ahead. Perhaps there are some of you who are chutney or jam makers who adjust to the changing climate by preserving your harvest collections. Others of you may feel, as I often do, that the seasons can simply pass us by. As city dwellers, it's easy to miss the changing seasons amongst the concrete pavements and sprawling urban landscapes. But we don't need to look that far to see God's marvellous creations. In the autumn, it'll come in a minute, Kester. In autumn, we see the golden leaves and the falling conkers. In winter, we see the red holly berry and the sparkling frost. In spring, the triumphant bursts of the yellow daffodils. And in summer, we enjoy the long hours of daylight and the beauty of the blooming flowers. God is at the heart of this cycle of change, and we believe that he makes everything happen at the right time. And yet, this is not always an easy thing to accept. We look to nature to make sense of birth and new life, of death and destruction, of planting and reaping. But standing amongst all this change, we can feel often very alone, overwhelmed, perhaps left behind, or even angry. We may be busy planning our lives, adapting and changing, when seemingly without reason, we face unsteady ground. Whilst I was busy preparing to go back for work, I thought that I had everything sorted. I'd stocked my freezer, I'd organised my commute, I had my lovely planner stating hello life. And then my younger son, Reuben, trapped his finger in a door, and he hurt it badly enough that it required surgery. Without sharing all the gruesome details, I can tell you that it was very traumatic and overwhelming. Our cosy family life was disrupted, and at times, I felt very alone. After the initial pain and shock, Reuben was amazing. He was calm, steady, unfazed, so brave. Thinking about this, I thought about Henry's words to us last week about how we can learn from every member and every generation of the church. And I thought how, at the age of just one, Reuben showed me the most beautiful trust and dependency in his family, in the paramedics, the doctors, nurses, surgeons. And this trust helped me imagine how we might receive changes in our life. We can take comfort in God's presence in all that happens, both predictable and not. This all sounds very easy, but what about the doubt, the loneliness, the anger? The soil both produces life and yet is composed of decay. How can God give life while seeming so ruthlessly to take it away? How can he be praised by many for the bountiful harvest whilst leaving lands barren and dry, people desperate and hungry? The stark polarities seen in the natural world make us realise just how little we know and understand. However, this is where we must turn to faith. Sometimes blind, sometimes a leap, always a deep felt trust that God's understanding surpasses our own. And it allows us to say each week, "Thy will be done." It can be so hard to truly embrace this sentiment when we are hungry, cold, and weary. However, once more, we can look to nature to see that order will be restored, life will spring even out of the cold. God is steadfast in his love. We can believe and trust that he will always be with us. Amen.